It's hour number five of this week's Blues Before Sunrise.
I'd do anything for you. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you. I'd make a string of pearls out of the dew for you, for you. I'd lay at your feet. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you, for you.
Yeah, it was the resonant Hep Harmony group over there at the exclusive label, the Basin Street Boys, 1947 recording for you. It gets us started on our fifth and final hour. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. That means it's time for the Soul Breakfast.
Thank you. How can I forget the night that we met? You were wearing a bright red costume. I lost my heart completely when you walked in the room. So I took a chance and asked you to dance. You said yes, that's my favorite tune. I knew my luck was changing when you walked in. And as I walked you home, you held my hand so tight. I knew I'd found my love before we kissed goodnight. We couldn't have planned an evening so grand. Love blossomed like flowers in June. You changed my life completely when you
is a dream, but in my my reverie, I can see that this love was meant for me. Only a poor fool, never schooled in a whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel as you are to me. My dreams are as worthless as 10 to me. Without you, life will never begin to be so lovely as I love you in my reverie. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. So come to me in my reverie.
And breakfast is served. This is amazing. I don't think we had one record that ended cold here in the Soul Breakfast. Every one of them faded out. That was Grant Green, and I Wish You Love. Package on the Blue Note label called Street of Dreams. Under Grant Green's name, Grant Green on guitar, Larry Young on organ, Bobby Hutcherson on vibe, Elvin Jones on the drums from November of 1964. Rounds out the Soul Breakfast. We started this week with Wes Montgomery, recorded for the Riverside label in April 1963, his rendition of Canadian Sunset. Wes Montgomery guitar, Melvin Ryan on the organ, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. Then we had Arthur Prysock recorded for the Verve label, and When You Walked Into the Room from the year 1963. We also had Betty Carter and My Reverie from August of 1960. Yeah, from 1960. Well, I was just looking at this. I wrote my dates in wrong, but they're correct there. So it was Wes Montgomery, Arthur Prysock, Betty Carter, and Grant Green. Before we step back down into the alley, how about a couple of sides? We haven't heard anything, I think, in a couple of years by Little Jimmy Scott.
I am very truly yours. And I you're the one my heart adores. Loving you is so divine. I am very truly yours. Are you truly, truly? To hide, 'cause my heart is overflowing with the love inside. I'll be very truly yours, even to.
Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Love is sure,
on the street of
Jimmy Scott recorded for the Savoy label. I think he recorded pretty much exclusively for them. The first one, Very Truly Yours, was from April of 1955, and then Street of Dreams from June of 1955. And I've had that box sitting there. It's a box set, three CDs, for a couple of years, and we very seldom go to it. I think little Jimmy Scott, if I remember correctly, was one of those guys who had a narcotics problem. These days, you can be strung out on all sorts of drugs, but in those days, you had narcotics problem that was heroin. And I think he was in and out of rehab, and I don't really know the story in details, but I know he had plenty of problems. If you like that kind of stuff, it's fun to listen to every once in a while. I do. It's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We'll step down into the alley now, and let's check out Little Walter.
tired of your deceiving, and I can't stand you grieving. I'm gone. Too late, too late, too late. Tired of all the fussing, and I can't stand the cussing. I'm gone. Tired of all the fussing, and I can't stand the cussing. I'm gone. Gee, you know I love you. I don't know just why, but the whole world of you. But today I say bye 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 bye. Too late, too late, too late. Can't stand your cooking and you ain't good looking. I'm gone. Can't stand your cooking and you ain't good looking. I'm gone.
Babe, I look to find you gone. married, baby, until I don't know what to do. I'm in a world of trouble just because of you. Hey, hey, I wonder will you ever change? You know I can't sleep for screaming because my poor heart can't stand the pain. When I first met you, baby, you were so sweet to me. But since we've been together, I get the third degree. Hey, 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 I wonder will you ever change? You know I can't sleep for screaming because my poor heart can't stand the pain. Money. I let you have your way. You leave me early in the evening and you don't come home today. Hey, hey, I wonder will you ever change? You know I can't sleep for screaming because my poor heart can't stand the pain. I wake up every morning with you on my mind. You know I can't sleep for screaming and I can't stay awake for crying. Hey, hey, I wonder will you ever change? You know I can't sleep for screaming because my poor heart can't stand the fear.
Robert Jr. Lockwood, accompanied by the Aces on the Delmark label, packages called Steady Rollin' Man. What we listened to was I Can't Stand the Pain from August of 1970. It rounds out our set. We started with Three Sides by Little Walter, the mood piece Lights Out from July 1953, a rocker called Big Leg Mama from May of 1954. Somebody had harebrained idea sticking a piano in there. Otis Spann was trying to find a space where he wouldn't bog the whole thing down. And the last side was Too Late from July of 1953. Little Walter, harmonica and vocal. Then we heard John Brim with Little Walter on harmonica. Let's see, Robert Jr. Lockwood guitar, Willie Dixon bass, Fred Belo on the drums. April 1956. There were a handful of classic recordings by John Brim. This was one of them. And these sessions were actually initiated by Little Walter. John Brim had gotten in bad with the Chess brothers because Leonard Chess wanted to team John's wife with Muddy Waters, and John Brim wouldn't go for that, and so they never would do anything for John till Little Walter got on him and said, let's do some sessions. Some good stuff here. And that brought us around to Robert Jr. Lockwood and Can't Stand the Pain. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to just Bobby Bland it right on out of here. This is one when I was working on the South Side in the early 70s. You couldn't be in a blues band and not sing this. Nick Holt, the bass player with Magic Slim, used to sing this one all the time.
Blind man standing on the corner, crying out the blue. Said I don't need a dollar. Don't you give me a dime, until you bring back that little girl of mine. I can't let her go. I'm hooked. I can't let her go. People try to tell me stop crying and find you someone new, because when the good Lord made one woman, a hallelujah, don't you know he made two. But I can't let her go. I'm hooked. I can't let her go. I can't let her go, no. Oh, I can't let her go. He lifted his head toward heaven and said, good Lord, I'd rather die than to let her, a no good cheating woman, make me stand on this corner and cry. Lord knows I'm living in a world of darkness, but that don't bother me until I find that sweet little girl of mine. Lord knows I just don't wanna see. Can't let her go. Lord, I'm hooked. I can't let her go. I can't let her go. When you got a headache powder soothes the pain. When you try to rest, Lord, you feel all right again. When you got a backache, a little rubbing will see you through. But when you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. A man can't break a stone, so he tries another lick. An iceman can't cut his ice, no, Lord, so he buys another pick. Electric lights go out, but a candlelight will see you. But when you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. There ain't nothing you can do. I said there ain't nothing you can do. When you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. When you need a friend, you smile because you're glad. When a friend deceives you, it makes you feel so bad. When you lose your loved one, it makes you feel so blue. And then you got a heartache. can do. Tell me who will the next fool be? I know. There are things about you they'd like to know. After all is said and done, you won't be satisfied with anyone. So after you get rid of me, baby, tell me who will the next fool be? Will he believe up like me with tears all in his eyes? I know, and I'd like to be the one to tell him so. After all is said and done, be satisfied with anyone. So now after you get rid of me, baby, what will the next fool be? One more time. After you get rid of me, baby, Lord, who will the next fool?
All right, Bobby Bland to take us on out. Three sides from Bobby Bland, all on the Duke label. We had Blind Man from February 1964. Then from May of 1963, we had the tune called Ain't Nothing You Can Do. And even earlier, from May of 1961, we listened to Who Will the Next Fool Be? Three sides by Bobby Bland. Guess what? That's got it for this week. It's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We'll be back here again next week, this same time, with another stack of vintage vinyl. We hope that you'll make plans to join us then. And I'm going to leave you with Albatross, and I'm out of here.